Live in studio, K-Rock. That is Crash Karma. That's from the self-titled debut album, new tune called Next Life. Now, guys, we've talked about, now we've got kind of a taste of what Crash Karma is really, sounds like, what Crash Karma is kind of all about. I mean, you guys all had, a lot of experience in your past with your previous bands and that. Did you find that there was any pressure to live up to that?
You know what? When we did the record, we hadn't really ever played together, yeah. Right? Live on stage. So, I'm quoting Turner a little bit. It was a very different way to come together as a band. Writing in studio, performing in studio, editing, rewriting, that kind of thing. Not until, even most recently, now that we're coming off the Western swing of the tour, at least for me, I'm feeling like we're really starting to gain our own identity. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone comes from such a, I don't want to say rigid background, but are so married to their pasts. Like, even Amir with Zygote, he's been doing it for 15 plus years, which a lot of people probably wouldn't know. But seriously, everyone is so embedded in their past, and only now do I feel that a little bit unraveling, and I'm not getting, aren't you that dude from the Tea Party, and blah, 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 which I'm very proud of, and each one of us are, but we're getting more of, Crash Karma, what a crazy show that was. It was insane. So it's kind of nice, and we're developing that more and more, which I love. It's a lot of fun. Am I not on?
We gotta say, hang on.
What?
No, just that.
Do you want a soft shoe? What?
No,
is that not enough?
You say that because it's true. I was running to the Blue Jays home opener the other day in Toronto, and running through one of the lines to cross the line, and some guy goes, Edwin! And normally it's like, I'm Mother Earth Rocks! But it was like, Edwin! Crash Karma Rocks!
Right on.
So that was a big turning point for me, actually. It was kind of cool.
That's cool. Well, you know what? You've got four guys from different backgrounds on stage. When we talk about in the studio, and we talk about things like the song writing, right? You know, when it comes to putting together the product that you're going to put onto a record, what goes into that when you've got four completely different guys all in one room with different backgrounds?
Well, I mean, I just brought in all the songs and said, play them exactly like this. Don't deviate or I'll beat the crap out of all of you.
I'm bigger than them, except for maybe Ed, but yeah. So I just did exactly
that. Yeah, but I'm past.
We obeyed.
That was it. Next question.
You know what? I was gonna end on that one. I was hoping you guys were gonna elaborate for like the next 20 minutes on that one question.
The great thing about working with Amir as a writer is he's again, the smart guy eventually got us all in one place, and rather than us sitting around going, how about oh, no, that's taken. We can't use that one. So we're like, what are we going to do? And Mary's like, well, you know, I got a couple of songs. You might want to hear that one. And you know, everything went great. And even when there was points where we'd look at each other when a part would go by and we're like,
that sucked.
Well, we initially we didn't know we could say that, but we did get to the point where we could say, dude, seriously, come on, let's not do that. And Amir's immediate response was, okay, what do you want to do now? So, when we all jumped into the stuff where there was additional writing, it was easy, and nobody got the feeling, like sometimes when you're in an environment, a creative environment, and you have to level a criticism at somebody. I mean, I have to do this a lot from the production standpoint, but noses go out of joint real fast. Uh-huh. And then the vibe in the room is ugly and cold, and nobody's having fun anymore. We never, not for a second, had that.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta deny that. They've make me feel really bad all the time.
Shut up.
See, there you go, right there. You know, being the drummer in the band.
I think the point of this band is for it to be a band. It's kind of a weird thing, you know. If someone's writing a song, to be like, nope, this is my song. This is how it's going to be. It doesn't make any sense. And at that point, I can just do it on my own, really. And you know, the reason why I approached these three guys is because I wanted their input, influence, and everything that they do to be a part of it. Otherwise, it would just be this whatever record. And, you know, here's the songs brought on an acoustic guitar. You know, they're just songs on acoustic guitar. And what Mike did to them, what Jeff did to them, what Ed did to them made them, I can't swear, but really good tunes.
Exactly.
And it wouldn't have been that good if it was just me sitting there with my own, or if Mike had written a song and just sat there recording his own. It can't be as good, you know, when you have four guys and these three super talented dudes. I mean, their input is gold, you know.
Should we hug?
I feel a group hug coming on. You know, with as far as, you know, looking back to what you guys have done in the past, and I mean, I know it's got to be a pain to answer questions all the time about oh, there's a bit of a hug there, you know, about the past all the time. But I think my next question is more about the present and the future. As far as how much has things changed for each of you as far as back then to now, whether it be the music, whether it be the you know, where you're at, like how much has changed?
Everything.
I used to have a job, and now I don't.
People used to buy records.
That's a single big difference.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Jeff and I were talking about this when we were, you know, bombing around out west, and it's a very different world than it was when we were both out there, you know, even as recently as 3 or 4 years ago. But that being said, I mean, we don't do this because it's, you know, a good idea. And a career counselor said, you know, a great course for you would be to be a musician. Nobody gives you that advice. You either are a musician or you're not. Whether you're doing it for a living or not is, you know, that's the nice bonus. And we're all lucky enough right now to be kind of almost making a living at it. Sort of.
Sort of.
Well, I think we decided a long time ago we're lifers in this business.
Yeah.
We sacrificed a lot over the years and for music, for the love of music. It might have been for juvenile reasons in the beginning, but as you know, as you build a status and you build a fan base, you realize that you sort of owe people the opportunity that to come see you play live and do shows and enjoy your music, you know, on and on. And so that's where we're at. We're just continuing that path. It's a different bunch of guys, but deep down inside, we just do music because we love music.
Now, when I'm gonna step back a bit because I know this one's gonna require some throwing and swinging and punching. I want you guys. That thing doesn't look too bad. The tomato shaker seems all right. It hurts. Okay, good to know. I'm gonna be in the studio. I want your honest take on the term. You know exactly what the term is. Come on, guys. You can't. No, but seriously, guys. Seriously, I know. Everyone hates the term, but you can't get away from it, right? Your honest opinion on the term supergroup.
It's the X-ray vision, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what did it.
Told you, Mike.
Well, I don't really understand though. What's the opinion of?
Because I know you guys must hate being called a super group, right? Like, I'm sure any group is not happy to be called a super group because that's essentially in being called, hey, you used to be somebody. You know what I mean? Like, that term.
Oh, thanks, actually, Sideshow. I'd never thought of it that way. Thanks a lot.
Wow.
But
I've never really thought of it like that either.
Isn't the term has-been group better than
yeah.
super
has
group?
Been group, yeah.
Do you know who
jerk?
I used to be?
Yeah. What I'm getting at is, you know, what is your take on the term super group?
Well, from our version, basically, we're a group. And yeah. If people want to refer to us as super, well, that's great. But until then,
that's good.
Until then, we'll be a supper
group. Yeah, there's a super group. Bunch of guys, you know. I don't know what else.
Super nice hair. Ed's got a super nice jawline, you know.
Yeah.
Mike and his lips, I don't know.
Where's Mike and his lips.
I probably have the least right to talk about being in a super group. I'm the guy in Velvet Revolver with a mustache. Wait,
yeah.
Knows.
He was the bass player or
whoever
something, wasn't
he is.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Why is he playing? But it's just uncool. It's just it's uncool. It's like, who like, really? Super group? That's
uncool. It's like winning the most promising band award. It's like kissing
that. Or most improved or something, you know, right?
It's like getting a good review on Jordan Strait magazine.
I think it's time for another song. You guys, I'm gonna throw it over to you guys for another song, and I'm gonna go rethink every other question I have for you.
Hey, what do you want to do? Which one?